Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast. Thank you for joining us This Week in America. Dr. Michael Davis, Ph.D., MBA, CPA, has worked at two international CPA firms, taught graduate-level courses in accounting and finance at universities in the United States, Australia, and China, published articles in numerous financial outlets, and spent 1 year in seminary-level training. He works with Youth with a Mission, Global Training Network, and operates five summer tourism businesses with his oldest son in Alaska. This diverse background has enabled him to produce a book, What the Bible Really Says About Money and Giving, that is both solidly biblical in its approach, yet highly understandable and practical in its application to everyday life. His book has been well received as a biblical-based presentation of the timeless guidance for managing our money contained throughout the Bible. He also presents seminars based on the material in his book. So is it okay as a Christian to be rich? How much should you be giving each month? How does the Bible deal with financial decision-making? With us, Dr. Michael Davis, author of What the Bible Really Says About Money and Giving, It's Not What You Think. Dr. Davis, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Well, thank you for having me, Rick. It's a pleasure to be with you and share all that we have time about the guidance, the tremendous amount of guidance that's in God's Word on financial matters.
It's so fascinating, and we don't have 4 or 5 hours, so I recommend you buy the book. We'll give you a little bit during our segment here today, but buy the book. I'll give you all the information on the book as we go through the program. This is an important book from a different perspective. What inspired you to write the book? What entered your life? What situation? Like, you know what? I'm going to write this book and straighten out some people, because there are a lot of misconceptions out there.
Well, I think the best way to answer that is back in the middle 70s, when I was out of college, I was trying to find a way to combine my Christian faith with my career in business. And it was back in the days when a gentleman named Larry Burkett just started giving seminars on this area. And I went to one of his seminars and I thought that's what I wanted to do. And so I put together a seminar and started giving the seminar. And then along the way, I said, well, let's try and put this into a book. Just also feeding into this is when I was in graduate school, along the same idea of combining faith and Christian belief and careers, we started something called the Wharton Christian Fellowship, where we brought well-known Christian business people to campus to share exactly how they did that. And it was so successful that now 40 years later, it's still going. So my whole purpose is to put into the written word all that God's Word has to say about things financial.
And that's a lot that God's Word has to say. Talk about that. Fascinated to read that money, the most discussed topic in the Bible. Yet there's confusion out there. Let's talk about how often it's mentioned in the Bible. And when you pay attention, there really is guidance there, isn't there?
There really is on every important topic that affects our lives, whether it's managing your money through a budget, using credit, investing, even estate planning and retirement, there is specific guidance on all of those topics that's relevant for today, and yet it's so rarely taught from the pulpit.
You know, it's interesting. You think, okay, this book was written over 2,000 years ago. What contemporary advice am I going to get? How is this going to help me in 2023 make money decisions? Well, it's there. The book explains all of this. It's easy to read. It's relatable, understandable. What the Bible really says about money and giving. It's Not What You Think, Dr. Michael Davis. His website is BibleFinanceSeminars.com. I do that again, BibleFinanceSeminars.com. Book, of course, available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places, the publisher, WorthousePP.com. All of that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can link on to Dr. Davis's website and get all of this information. As you were working on the book, what perspectives or beliefs challenged you as you were writing this book? Because I'm sure this was enlightening for you as well as you were actually doing the research for the book.
Yeah, there was kind of three perspectives that either changed or were reinforced in my mind. And the first, and this is not new to me, not new to anybody, but it just is so important to reinforce that this thing we call money is simply a tool. It is so easy in our society today to view it as a god because of how expensive it costs to live, especially in the U.S. But money is nothing more than a tool, primarily because he's the one that gave it to us in the first place. There's no magic bullet on how to do this. It's just that we need to keep viewing money as a tool. And one of the things that really had a big impact on me was coming across a quote by the late Billy Graham, who wrote this. He said, if a person gets their attitude toward money straight, it will help straighten out almost every other area in their life. And you think about that, that's pretty amazing, but it's true. And so money is just a tool. And once we get that straight in our heart and mind and start living that way, we'll really view money differently. And then I think second was in my study and preparation, the Bible doesn't have a lot to say about retirement, but what it does have to say is really very important. I don't really like the word retirement, and in the seminar and preparing for the book, I tried to look for an alternative word, and it took me a while, but it was a friend who came up with an alternative term that I've just really hung on to, and it's called redeployment. If you have time, if you have the finances and you take the time to retire, that can provide just a huge, huge block of time to really serve the Lord or to make your mark on earth during your time here. And it's such an important concept. Some listeners may remember a gentleman named David Hartman. He was one of the main people on Good Morning America in the 70s and the 80s. And on his last day, before he retired, there was a gentleman named Norman Vincent Peale, another name from the past, a pastor who was on the show the last day. And Norman had retired, so-called, retired at 65, yet found another career and it ended up dying at 93. So that second career lasted 28 years.
Amazing.
But he told David, he said this, now's your chance. Now you can really go out and do something in the world. So that the time of retirement is really a time where you can now devote yourself fully to things that really matter. No longer having to work and worry about your 8 to 5, but really do things that matter. So that was kind of the second reason. The third reason, and this is a little bit touchy, but I wanted to really kind of present God's view on giving. And it's such a misunderstood area, and we'll talk about this a little bit more, but it's so easily get confused because so often the Old Testament message on what giving was is presented as the New Testament message. And I just hate to tell people, but that's wrong. The message in the New Testament is much different and it's much more freeing. But that's kind of the third reason, was to really present kind of what the biblical view of giving is.
This is a must-read book, What the Bible Really Says About Money and Giving. It's Not What You Think by Dr. Michael Davis, book available wherever books are sold. His website is BibleFinanceSeminars.com. We've got his email that I'll give you as well, and that's up on our website in the bio, so you'll find that, be able to reach out as well. And I love that. So often retirement is sort of like a stop sign. It's like, okay, we're just going to like shut down now. And I love redeployment. So I'm redeployed right now would be my official category. I love that word. That says so much. I love the background that you have, what you put into the research to write this book. Talk a little bit about literary pilgrimages that you've gone on and how they've benefited you.
Okay, I'll just restate the question again. I didn't quite hear it.
Yeah, what literary pilgrimages have you gone on, and how have they added to your knowledge to be able to write this book?
Well, I think the best way to answer that is when I became a believer, I was strongly led to learn as much about the Bible, to learn about as much about my faith as possible. And then when I got my education in business, it just seemed natural to say, all right, well, how do we combine those two? How do we live a Christian life and yet still pursue our career? So it was a challenge for me to really read about all that the Bible has to say on this topic. And the more I delved into it, the more I just became amazed to say, wow, it's hard to believe that God's word has so much to say about financial matters, yet you never hear it from the pulpit. So it was a challenge to me to say, all right, how do we get this message, which is so important to God because it's the most frequently talked about message, how do we get this out to Christendom in a nice readable or nice listable format?
It's a very easy to read book, What the Bible Really Says About Money and Giving, by Dr. Michael Davis, our guest on the program and the author. You talked about the importance of your faith and living your faith, and in this case, sharing your faith. Do you view writing as kind of a spiritual practice as well? Do you doing your part spiritually to get this message out?
I have long been an avid reader, and I used to read a lot of fiction just because they were great stories.
Yes.
Now I read mostly nonfiction because there's so much to learn. So I love the written word. And so the spiritual practice is this. If you're going to write about something, my goal is to write it as clearly as possible to make it as understandable as possible. Now, when the topic is something spiritual, that's even more important. And you should try and carefully convey what the spiritual message is. Now, along with that, there are some topics in God's word where the guidance is not all that clear or it's not all that complete. So in those areas, I think it's really important for us to acknowledge, all right, the guidance here is not all that strong, it's not all that complete, and you need to tread very, very lightly. And that's why, like in the area of retirement, amazingly, God's word only has one passage on that area, but what it says is very relevant. So what we can draw from that today, you just have to be careful because there's not a lot of specific guidance.
With us on the program is Dr. Michael Davis. He's the author of What the Bible Really Says About Money and Giving, book available wherever books are sold. And if you Google Dr. Michael Davis, that will take you there as well, his website, BibleFinanceSeminars.com. Background for Dr. Davis, I mentioned PhD, MBA, CPA. You approach it from so many different angles. Have you Googled yourself? I mentioned Googling because people will put your name in to try to find information, and suddenly you're going to go, hey, this guy knows what he's talking about. And he comes at it from all different perspectives. Have you Googled yourself?
I have. The problem with that is I have such a common name, Michael Davis,
yes,
that when I Google myself, literally hundreds of people come up. And some of the places I've lived, even with my middle name, like when I taught at the university up in Alaska, there was another guy named Michael Davis on the faculty, and we often got confused. So Googling my name doesn't really help. There's just too many of us out there.
Well, just the name of the book is very simple, but the Bible really says about money and giving. It's not what you think, and you can Google that. Go to Amazon, BibleFinanceSeminars.com, and we've got all this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. How long did it take you to write this book from the time you decided, this is important, I need to do it, until I was ready to be published? This had to be extensive background on your part because you wanted to get this right. You wanted to take it properly, not out of context from the Bible. How long did this take you?
Well, it as I mentioned before, the book flowed from the seminar, and I gave the seminar probably 4 or 5 years before considering writing the book, just to make sure I had the material correct. Then the first time I wrote the book, it took about a year. This was back in the 80s. I sent that book out to 20 plus publishers. And out of the 20, one wrote back and said, oh, we would love to consider this book, but we just accepted another one on this topic a month ago. So the book sat for about 20 years after that. So I would say it has a gestation period of about 20 years. And then once it got a nudge from the Lord to say, hey, it's time to try this again, it took about a year to put it together, including having lots of people read it and critique it, to make sure that it read as clearly as it possibly could.
And you've done an excellent job with that. Time is going by so quickly, Dr. Michael Davis, our guest on the program, Book Where the Bible Really Says About Money and Giving. Just briefly, what do you hope the takeaway is? What do you hope the reader gets after reading? There's so much there, but some of the key points in what the Bible really says about money and giving. What are the important takeaways?
Well, one of the things I hope is that people take away or be amazed, actually, at how much God's Word does actually have to offer us on things financial for today. That can guide every aspect of our life, whether it's budgeting, whether it's using credit, that's a lot talked about in there, investing, again, as I mentioned, retirement, and even estate planning. So there's guidance for every daily topic that we deal with. Then second, because it's just important to me, I'm at that stage of life that really people understand this whole area of retirement, not only how to plan for it financially, but to even more importantly, utilize that time, because it's such a huge block of time to really make an impact for God. And then thirdly, although I know it's a sensitive topic, but to kind of really set the record straight on what this whole issue of giving from God's Word is all about.
Well, let's talk about that. A few minutes left in the program. Giving is such an important part, and sometimes, you mentioned this, there are some misconceptions out there. We really don't understand exactly what that means. It sounds so simple, but yet it's not. What are some of the common misconceptions about giving?
Okay, so now you'll have to cut me off because I can go for about 2 hours on this topic. But to go back to the Old Testament, I'm sure most of your listeners are aware of the common day concept of the tithe. The tithe started with Abraham pre-law back in Genesis. What people don't realize is that, yes, Genesis did tithe, but we only have record that he tithed once. He became a very, very, very rich man. No indication that he ever tithed again. Then when the tithe is mentioned in the law in Leviticus, what people don't realize, what's really misunderstood, is the passage in Leviticus talks about a tithe of everything from the land and from the herd and the flock. Well, when you read carefully what it's saying, that passage, which again is from the law, only addresses landowners and those who own flocks of cattle and herds and so on. It doesn't apply to all the other kinds of people, laborers who work for the landowners or work for the shepherds or were crafts people, small business people. So it didn't apply to everyone. It only applied to the landowners and the those that own flocks. Plus, when you read it carefully, those that own flocks, it said it's a tithe of every tenth animal that passes under the shepherd's rod. Well, it sounds easy, but this is the law and you can't change it. So what about if the shepherd only had 9 animals? Well, the tenth didn't go under, so technically there's no tithe. So there's those kind of issues. Plus, there were 2 other required tithes under the law. You rarely hear about those. Plus, there was lots of other required giving, so that all added up between 35 and 45% of one's income.
Wow.
But thankfully, most Jewish scholars today view that as taxation, not giving. The real free will giving started after that. And it doesn't really carry forward into the New Testament. There's only 4 mentions of the word tithe in the New Testament. One is in Hebrews, which is just a recollection of the story of Abraham. 2 are in the parables, and they're just the same message. And I'm sorry, 2 are in the Gospels, and they're just retelling of the story about the Pharisees and how they tithe and they lived rightly, and yet Jesus says they're condemned to hell. And then there's the parable of the Pharisee and the tax gatherer. The interesting thing about that parable is it's the tax gatherer who went home justified before God, not the Pharisee, who lived the right life and even tithed. But the amazing thing about that parable is nothing is said about tithing, and yet the tax gatherer went home justified before God, which literally means viewed as righteous as God is righteous. So none of those qualify as guidance for giving the New Testament. And the real guidance actually comes out of 2 Corinthians chapters 8 and 9, and there's several passages, one of which says, you're to give out of what you have, not what you don't have. Another passage says you're to give as you're led by your heart. And both of those passages were great passages where Paul could have said, look, you're to give this amount or this percentage. But nowhere in the New Testament does God's word say that. We're to give as we're led, as God leads our hearts. And if we all do that, the church will have more money than it knows what to do with.
There's so much in the book. The book is what the Bible really says about money and giving. It's Not What You Think by Dr. Michael Davis, our guest on the program. I'm going to take a couple minutes here to, first of all, I mentioned where the book's available, Amazon, his website, BibleFinanceSeminars.com. I understand there's an audio book it's available. Talk about the audio book and being able to do that.
Is as far as I know, and I probably should know, but as far as I know, it's not out in audiobook form. I've been approached by that. I would love for it to be in audiobook form because that makes it just easier to listen to.
Yes.
I know it's available on Kindle, but as far as I know, it's not in audiobook form yet.
And hopefully that will be. You just pop that in as you're traveling around. Doing some exercise. You can listen and get some good information there. This book is really touching so many people, and just in you explaining giving, that's sort of different sometimes than we're actually hearing from the pulpit. How frustrating is it when you hear prominent pastors on television in the pulpit that are talking about how you should be giving and you're realizing that's not exactly what the Bible says? How frustrating is that?
Yeah, to be honest, it's very frustrating for me because when I hear a pastor say that tithing is the rule for us today, what I immediately think to myself, and there's just no easy way to put this, is that person has not studied God's word on tithing and giving for themselves. They're just saying what is so easy to say. One of the reasons the tithe is so popular is, you just tell people give 10%. Well, as partial evidence, that doesn't work today. Is there have been many studies of what the average amount of giving is in churches in the U.S., and even those that strongly preach the tithe, the average is always about 3%. So it's a concept that doesn't work. It's a concept that God did not mean for it to work. And in the Old Testament book of Malachi, he tells the people, you're not even following the law, but he does say, regarding the law and giving, had you followed it, I would have blessed you beyond your ability to believe how much I could bless. So even with the law, God says he will bless our giving, and that's even more true in the New Testament, where we give as the Lord has led us to give.
I'm going to squeeze this in because it's so important. In the book, you address material prosperity versus spiritual prosperity. Do we sometimes get them confused?
Oh, boy, don't we ever, because, you know, we're so much guided by what we see around us. It's this whole kind of idea of faith. Faith is a great term, but faith is kind of believing in the things that you can't see. And so it's important, again, to go back to the concept that money is only a tool and is to be used to further his kingdom. Now, much of that use, we may not ever see the benefit of. We do the planning, you know, and others water, and God produces the abundance. So we just have to continue believing that God, this God we believe in, knows what he's doing, and to do as he's asked us to do, and trust the outcome to him.
It's such a fascinating conversation, and we've only really touched the surface. There is so much more that will guide us for a more prosperous life spiritually as well as materially. And and the book, once again, is What the Bible Really Says About Money and Giving. It's Not What You Think. The author is Dr. Michael Davis. His website is BibleFinanceSeminars.com. Very simple. Once you know that, the email, if you want to get in touch, is mike@BibleFinanceSeminars.com. We have this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places, published by WordHousePress.com, their website, WordHouseBP.com. The book is valuable. It will give you a whole new perspective on life. Dr. Davis, we'll have to do this again. Time went by way too quickly. Thank you for being with us on the program.
And thank you. And I just pray that your listeners will do all they can to handle their money in the way that God wants them to.
and you make it very easy for us to do. It's all relatable. It's all biblically backed, supported. It's a wonderful book, what the Bible really says about money and giving. It's not what you think. Dr. Michael Davis, our guest on the program, and you'll find all this information on our website. Our website is thisweekinamerica.us, and we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.